Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me. And as you guys know, we are into season 3 already. We made it. Y'all already know how it's been, and now I'm back. And I'm so excited because we have a guest with us. Her name is Whitney. Whitney, introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. So, Jeray, thank you for having me on. I love talking about postpartum because I think a lot of people don't talk about it enough, but I am Whitney. I go by Just Wit online. I am a mom strategist as well as a global project manager. Mom, wife, I have a toddler. So y'all pray for me because I'm out here fighting for my life in these toddler streets, as well as a bonus daughter. She is 14. So we got the teenager and a toddler. So keep me on the altar. Okay. I think we could get into more stuff, but just a little short introduction about me. I also have a mom community as well. God gifted me the community. I want to say like 2 years ago, called the Mommy Franchise. So I am deep into the mom stuff, child.
Yeah, so you sound like you'd be busy too, but I gotta ask you a question. What is a mom strategist?
It's a fancy name for a mom coach.
Ooh, okay.
The reason why I don't necessarily like coach for what I'm doing in the mom community is because we are strategizing, right? We are trying to put together strategies to help moms overcome mom guilt, moms reclaim their time. Like, if you know me, honey, you know I stay on the airplane, okay? I believe in self-care, but I also believe that as moms, a lot of us tend to lose ourselves in motherhood, and I am on a mission to make sure that any mom I come across does not lose herself in motherhood. You should be able to answer questions like, what is your favorite color? What is your favorite food? What are you currently watching? And I don't mean, and even when is the last time you bought yourself something, right? A lot of times we go to the store and we are buying things for our children or our child. And I believe that you matter. So that's why I'm a mom strategist, honey, because we're going to get it together.
Yes, do the thing, because we need more mom strategists out here, because it's really these motherhood trenches. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I know how it is. Yeah.
I'm going to keep you on my prayer list. Okay.
Yeah, so, because... you know. Yes. So my mom community already know that it's been a struggle the past year, but it's slowly going along, y'all. So just keep working with me, and I appreciate y'all, you know, holding it down with me and listening to the episodes when I can. But it's a lot of grace right now. It's a lot of grace. But I would like to see, what made you become a mom strategist?
It was God. I was not intending to do this at all. Everything that I'm doing from a mom perspective is not something that I wanted to do. I actually wanted to be a business coach. I actually wanted to help people rebrand their businesses and kind of go along with, like, what do you need for business, to kind of teach them the things that I learned along the way. And it just, you know how you try something and you like, it just ain't working. And I was really trying to run from it. And I'm like, God, like, I've only been a mom for like 1.5, 2 years. What do I know? You know, like, I can't teach nobody how to be a mama. Like, what do you mean? Like, I know other moms who are vets in the game. I'm talking about got like 4 or 5 kids, like, be out here really doing it. And this, and I actually prayed, because I actually had a beauty business before this. And I knew it was coming to an end. I know when God is getting ready to transition me. And so I was praying and I was like, God, what is my purpose? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? And I'm like, oh, for real? Like, this is that? That is this? So I really had no intention on doing this at all, but it has been the most rewarding journey in business, I will say, because while I was praying for a community, just like I have now, God was like, you the one, girl, you know, like, you the one, you the one. And I never imagined that I would be the one. I was looking for somebody else to do it. Like, I'm gonna get somebody else to do a type of gal. Okay. And God was like, you are the somebody else. And so, I tell people all the time, I want to take a back seat. I didn't want to be driving. I want to be the back seat princess, the passenger princess in this whole journey. And God is like, no, you're the driver.
Cause he keep us humble now. Cause the way you think you'll see things, it look different. And you just like, that's not what I said. But then sometimes it worked out in the best way possible. It's just about just being humble enough, I'm like, all right, Lord, here I go.
That's exactly how I was like, all right, I've tried to shut my community down so many times. And every time I try to shut it down, it's like somebody sends me a testimonial or somebody's like, oh, I saw you trying to shut your community down. Like, no, I tried to shut my community down in like February or March of this year. It's like, I'm not doing this no more.
Girl, you sound like me. So I just closed my coaching side of my business because I was just like, Lord, I don't think that's what you have me doing. But I do love, I was trying to run from finishing up my podcast too, to be honest with you guys. But he was like, as much as I was like, it's time for me to let it go, I couldn't let it go. It just had a hold on me. Like, no, just take a break, regroup. And so that's what I've been doing. And my husband's always like, no, keep going. And then I see like people just telling me how impactful it is just for me to take time to pour into y'all. It's just like, all right, y'all, I gotta keep going. But I'm so glad that I've been learning to be disciplined and taking those breaks, because sometimes y'all, I don't have it in me, because I'm just like, between the kids, life, and all the other tasks that I have on my plate, I'm just like, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna put my best foot forward and I'm gonna keep showing up for you guys, because I know that it's impacting many people every day. Regardless
Yes.
of how I feel, it's just like you gotta keep pouring into your community.
Yes. And when you know that it's not for you, but really carrying out the assignment, I think it hits different because I think once I so I'm in a couple communities, and one is for leadership, like leaders of communities called The Village. And I think being in there has helped me a lot because I'm surrounded by women that have the same struggles too. And it's okay to take a break. I had to come to grips with that as well. I actually just came off of a break, a month long break to be exact. And my podcast
Me
has been on a
both.
break. Like I said, I was coming back in August. It's August. I said, Q3, like, September, like what's your race say? Fall, spring, winter joggers. That's me. Fall, spring, winter joggers. Like, baby, I just feel like as moms, we just put so much pressure on ourselves to do all the things, and society does too. And I'm just in the season where I'm just, if I want to stop, I'm gonna stop. Like, if I want to take a break, I'm gonna take a break. And it's okay. We take breaks from our corporate jobs. I just took a week off from work. So why can't we do it in our business and in our everyday life? We deserve a break. And a lot of moms don't get a break.
Yes, that's so true. Especially, let's talk about this guilt, because something I realized last night. So my kids went to sleep and I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna stay up and take pour into myself. I'm gonna do my nails. I like doing my nails at home. It's really relaxing. Put your good show on, you're doing your nails, it's a whole vibe. But I was like, okay. And then lately my husband's been home some days and I'm just like, okay. I feel a little guilty because I'm like, oh, he out here, with the kids, and I'm chilling in the bed watching TV, doing my own thing. But then I had to realize too, like, girl, when he not here, you're doing the same thing. So I had to ignore that guilt, because y'all, don't let that guilt get to me, because I'm just like, nah, I need a break. I'm burned out sometimes. But it's really like sometimes you just have to ignore the guilt and remind yourself that you are deserving of it. Because even though I could feel guilty, like, oh, he out there cooking breakfast, he's taking him outside, he's doing all these things. But then I'm realizing, like, girl, you already do those things. So go ahead, take your minute, charge up. And when you're ready, go back out there. So it's just like you
Let
got to
somebody
find a
else let
way.
him do it.
Yes,
Let
because
him do
like,
it.
okay.
Like, let me tell you, I was, because I don't feel that as much anymore. When I first became a mom, I want to say it was like a week or two after I had my baby. And I was girl, this is thinking back on it. I'm like, why did I even do this? I would be getting in a shower and taking like really quick showers because I'm like, I got to get out before the baby gets up, or I can't, like, we've been up all night or whatever. Like, I'm taking quick showers and I'm breastfeeding, so everything was like rush, rush, rush. When shower time is me time, like, that's, listen, me and the shower go together real bad, right?
Being there all
And
day.
so even all day, and showering is so important when you are in your postpartum phase because it does help you to feel good about yourself. And so I'll never forget, I was telling my husband something and he was like, well, why are you rushing to take a shower? I don't rush to take a shower. And I said, you know what, You sure don't. You'll be in there, be in that bathroom 15, 20 minutes. And here I am rushing, quick 5, 7 minute shower. Like, I gotta hurry up and get out because, I gotta get the baby because this. I gotta do this. And he's like, take your time.
Yeah.
Baby, he should have never told me that because even now, not and the little one, he can knock on the door, knock, knock, mama. I'm like, mama asleep. Like, he don't know how to open the door. We got the door locks on there, and I'm gonna keep them on there. But yeah, when he told me that, I was like, men do not think like women. They are not thinking about, oh, let me hurry up. No,
At
we're thinking
all.
about it at all. Like,
Because
even girl, when they trying to get some sleep, this man will go and take a nap quickly.
yeah.
Okay. And I just be up fighting for my life. Like, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. I done worked out, worked everything, and you on the couch sleep. And so I'm like, okay, so guess what I did? Yesterday I took a nap and it was like almost a 2 hour nap. And I woke up because I heard my son scream like he was watching something. And I was like, oh, he up? He like, yeah, he up. Oh, okay. Close my eyes because they, not to say that they don't care, but
It
we
is,
put the pressure on us.
yeah. Cause like even my husband, your husband's telling my husband, he'd be like, "Why are you rushing? Or why are you telling me like, oh, just give me a few minutes and I'm gonna be out there?" Or like sometimes I'll be like, "Oh, I need to come help." He'd be like, "Just chill." Like he's like, "I got this."
Just
Like I can give you a
yes.
great example right now. So y'all hear it's quiet in the background. So my husband took the boys to see the grandparents today while I stayed home. So my youngest, he will cut up in the car no matter. Like he just be like, you know, I'm not feeling this car seat. I don't want to be in the car. And so I'm telling my husband, trying to hype him up for the ride, like, yeah, you got this. Just make sure you got snacks. You get a toy. Or he was like, I got this. He's like, why are you telling me all these things when we did this before? He was like, I got this. And then I was like, all right. I just wanted to hype you up because I know I get overwhelmed in the car where he be doing out. He was like, I got this. I'm the dad. I can, you know, he was like, I can tune stuff out. I can ride with it. So I was like, oh, okay. And
Yes.
so moments like that
We
really be like, girl, why you be doing all that?
got the same husband because I just this week I went to Nashville. And so I was like, oh, let me set his clothes out for camp. Da, da, da. And I think like when I got to Nashville, I was like, oh, I forgot to set his clothes out for camp. He like, I could do that. Like he does it every day, but it's just it's like
Yeah.
it's just in us. And he literally will be like, this is what he says all the time. Like I'll call him when I'm like out of town and he'll be like, Daddy daycare. And I'm like, oh, is he asleep already? And he'll be like, yeah, Daddy daycare. He's been asleep since 8:30. I'm like, so why don't he go to sleep that early when I'm at home? You let him stay up 9, 10 o'clock. He's like, is Daddy daycare around here? I got this. I'm like, oh, okay. I be look, he don't know. He probably Well, he don't know. I'll be calling my mama because she live like 5 minutes from us. And I'll be like, Mom, can you just check in on them? She'd be like, I got you.
And then they
Sometimes I
be
just
over
don't
there
be
just
sure.
fine.
Just fine. Look, just fine. Like I came back home expecting a disaster and everything was great. I
Yeah.
was like, okay. That's why I don't rush anymore. Like
Yeah.
even now, like recording this, he's like, I'm gonna take the kid upstairs because he would be banging on the door talking about mommy, mommy.
Yeah.
And he's like, just do your thing. And, I'll text him even like during prayer, like if I have prayer or something, I'll text him like, babe, sorry, it's going over. And he'd be like, do your thing. We got this. It's
Yeah.
daddy daycare. I'm like, you're going to wear that out, aren't you? He's going to wear
Because
it out.
they, even though dads, they do things differently from us as moms, but the job get done. So sometimes you just got to be like, all right, well, they fed, they safe. I just gotta go with the flow.
Yep, exactly, for
So do
sure.
you travel a lot for work?
So I don't travel for work anymore. I travel for pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I unintentionally I started my travel season in April and I have one more trip left in me, which is my mom retreat that I host every year. They bullied me into hosting it every year because it was only supposed to be a 1 year thing. Like last year, that was it. And yeah, so I travel this year a lot for pleasure. I do try to sneak in like one or two trips a year, but this year I've traveled somewhere in April, May, June, July. I think August is the only month I'm not traveling, and that's because I have a lot going on. And then September, I have something to do. October is like a staycation. And then I kind of like settle down after that. But it was very unintentional. I really, listen, I did not plan this. I did not say I was going somewhere every month. It just kind of fell like that. And I'm okay with that. And he was okay with it.
I love that
And
for you, because that's what I'm about to do.
yeah.
So my husband, I was like, oh, I'm done breastfeeding now. You got, they can handle you. Then I'm about to be out.
Yeah. Even if it's a staycation. So last year around December, I did my first staycation here in Chicago. And I think after that, I made a promise to myself. I make a lot of promises to myself. And I made a promise to myself that I was going to do something for myself every quarter. I guess it just kind of like lined up like that in a way. But not every month in a quarter, but every quarter, even if it is a staycation, I said, I'm going to do something for me to get away. And not just like, oh, I'm going to the spa or, you know, I'm going to go to Target because Target is bae. But no, like, I'm going to actually get out of the house. I'm going to actually get some quality sleep. And I'm going to watch TV or do whatever. I don't have to share my food or whatever. I
Be
made that
touched.
promise to myself. Listen, because I fixed myself a bottle of water today to take out while I was running errands. And here come that 3-year-old talking about try it. What are you trying? You got water. So I had to give him my water bottle. Made another water bottle. Here he come. Try it. I said, no, you already took the first one. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, we live in like the same life, especially since now I have a 3-year-old too, and then my 1-year-old. Thank you, a 3-year-old, even though it's just, yeah. So,
You fighting for your life, sis. You fighting for your life.
I am. You know, that's a whole nother conversation, because I got something to say to the people who like, oh, 202 is great. Like, no, you
I
just
don't know who's
got a good old
saying that. It's
season.
yeah, girl. We
It's
said we would
blue.
not do that. We was like, I was like, I don't think I can handle it.
You
And
didn't
one of my
plan for that.
friends,
It just happened.
it just happened. Yeah, see, I was. Listen, I was praying, like, Lord, please don't. Please, like, can we just, like, ooh? Because, listen, I see my friends fighting for their lives. The ones that have multiple children, one of my friends has two under two as well, and two boys at that.
Yep, I
Like,
got two boys.
see, yeah, no. And he really doesn't want any more kids because he already has two. But I'm like, no, I think I got another one in me. And he, like, you know how old you are. And I'm like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Get back up off me, son. Back up off me.
Like, okay, hold on now.
Wait, wait, wait.
Is hilarious. And then do you have any, I know you talked about your mom community. Can you tell us a little bit more about that in case any other moms are like, ooh, I need to join me another community?
Yes, I will gladly talk about the mommy franchise. So I'll try to keep it short, but the mommy franchise, it wasn't always the mommy franchise. It was actually Melanated Motherhood. It started off as a challenge on Instagram. I did a 7-day challenge and people were like, yeah, we want to keep going. So I was like, sure. So I created the Melanated Motherhood and it was supposed to be a book club. Okay. We were going to read The Coldest Winter Ever.
Oh, that's my
And
book.
listen, we was like, we reading it as adults, right? Child, a book is still on my bookshelf. We never read it. Now we read the Bible. Okay, glory be to
Yeah.
God. God changed that thing around real quick. And so I was getting ready to trademark my name because I believe in protecting your assets. Okay. So I was like getting ready to go through the trademark process. And the names that I was coming up with was like, it wasn't working. So I'm like, what is going on? So one of the members was like, God is going to give you your name. And it's gonna blow your mind. And I was like, okay, like we fasting, I'm praying, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And like 5 minutes later, not even knowing she was the one that was gonna give me my name. Literally have it in my phone note to this day. The Mommy Franchise is a Christian community for millennial moms. We empower each other, we pray, we fast, we have monthly Bible studies, we have a daily group chat. And we travel together apparently, because clearly they want to get outside in these streets. But
They say I want to leave the house
we
too.
have, listen, I'm like, all right. But yeah, so we have moms of all ages, like from the 20s up to the 50s. We have toddler moms, we have teenage moms, we have college age moms, we have moms that have children with autism or different special needs. I have a special needs child, he has a speech delay. We have single moms. We have married moms. We have moms that have dual roles, like me. I'm a bonus mom and a bio mom. So yeah. So I laugh because I'm like, stepmoms, you can join too. Like, y'all
Yeah,
are mamas, okay?
exactly.
You know, you have god moms who have taken a role of a motherhood figure. Like, god moms can join. The aunties was trying to sneak in there, and I'm like, y'all, no. I don't know, you know, but yeah, if you're a stepmom, if you're a single mom, if you're a married mom, you know, if you are a mother, you are welcome to join the mommy franchise. I have a free option, and then I have a which is a standard option. I also have a pro option, which is a paid option, but that only opens up once a year because I do like to keep the integrity of the group and, you know, let people get to know each other. Simply because we do things throughout the year. We're doing Secret Santa. We're doing Valentine's Day. You know, we're just doing things where we're bonding. And it's like kind of weird if you come in on a paid, you know, and then it's like you come in a month before and we on a retreat and you like, oh, you know,
It's
kind of
awkward.
thing. So I want you to, yeah, like I want you to get your bang for your buck. I also teach in a group. So I host Gather and Grow sessions. For May, we had it was mental health. So it was free for all of the members. Some if you're not on a paid plan, then some things do cost. But it was mental health. So I had someone come in and talk about just wellness. I had someone come in and talk about mental health first aid. We've had someone come in and talk about budgeting. Let's see. We have, I mean, it's just like so many other things that we have going on. So we also do gather and grow sessions, which some people may be like, what's that? It's basically a master class, but I prefer gather and grow because we're gathering together and we're growing. Like you're getting something out of this. So yeah, all of those things are going on in the community. We send out birthday cards, you know, if you have an important milestone in your life, we do try to keep up with what's going on in the community. So we can just send you like a congratulations. Like we are really a community, not just like a membership. No shade, no tea to the people out there with memberships, but I know each and every one of my members by name. I know, you know, how many kids they have. I may not know all their birthdays. That's why I got a team, but I do know what is going on in their lives at any given moment if they share. But that's because I talk to my people as
I
well.
love
And
that.
it's important to me, you know. And we're all over. So I am in Chicago. We have the biggest base in Chicago, but we have people in Texas, we have people in Georgia, we have people on the East Coast. Yeah, we have people all over. Utah as
That is
well. So yeah.
amazing. And I do want to say that is a 360 from the coldest winter ever to praying. But I do want to say though, the reason why I like this book is because if you read it when you're a teenager, you're like, oh, this is cute. But then as a grown woman, you're just like, yeah, there's a lot of errors in this book. And I think that's what made me like, okay, like it's just a different lens when you're older, but
And I'm still gonna read it because I bought it. Because yeah, everybody wanted a midnight. We actually just talked about that. Like, man, everybody wanted a midnight, but do we really want a midnight, or do we really want Boaz? You know what I'm saying?
Because like it's a whole different perspective. Because then you're just like, even as mature, especially like walking with Christ, you're just like, I don't know about this. But it's just one of
Like,
those
so did
books.
I.
Yeah, it's like a perspective shift. Because then you're like, everything don't glitter, you know, ain't gold.
Listen, you know what? We might bring that book back up and then read it from like the Christian perspective. And then I'm the type, oh, we doing a book club too, girl. I forgot about that. I gotta remind them because I'm like, we gonna be doing a book club, okay? And so that would be cool to read it and just kind of like look at certain things, you know, and be like, like, oh, that's a stronghold. Oh, that's a curse, or you know, like just different things. Like that would be cool. I think I'm gonna read it. But I'm knee deep in some other books. That I'm reading, but I'll put that on
Yeah,
2025
you know,
book list.
I love a good read because right now I'm reading Whoopi Goldberg's book and then I'm about to read Shawnee's book, Undefeated. So I'm trying to finish those in 2 weeks. Yeah, I'll let you know. But Whoopi Goldberg books
Let
are
me
good
know.
so far. They said if you like the Viola Davis memoir, which I loved, they said you like the Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay. Well, girl, let me know because listen, the books I'm reading right now, they're a little heavy. They talking about
What you reading?
Deliverance from Demonic Covenants by Reverend Sim Solomon, James Solomon, Solomon.
Oh yeah, that
And
sound like a
then
highlighting
it is. It's heavy. And then Unbroken Curses by Rebecca. I don't know her last name, but by Rebecca. And it's good. It's a really Unbroken Curses is good. So it just talks about if you see patterns in your life as a Christian woman, or you know, you're like, why is this happening? Like, why all the women in my family are not married, or why, you know, we are broke all the time, or you know, just different things. So it's just talking about that. And we're getting ready to go to Mexico for my mom retreat. So I'm really trying to finish it because it even talks
That's
about
deep.
picking. It's deep. It really even talks about like when you're traveling, be careful, you know, you're going to markets and It's real witches out here in these streets, you know? So I like to be equipped in that way to know and to understand and to equip my community as well. Like, I know they probably be like, this girl always talking about some witchcraft, but baby,
It's
if you know,
real.
you know.
Yeah, it's real. And that's a whole nother. I might have to circle you back into this because that is so true, especially like on social media, the things that you see. Ooh, yeah, don't even let us go down a rabbit hole because we
We
can talk about this all
I'll
day.
be back. I'll be
Yeah.
back if she has me back, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, because I go down a whole rabbit hole. But I want to say, Whitney, thank you for taking the time out to join Navigating Postpartum because postpartum is real. But be sure to subscribe and leave a review just to let people know that this is worth listening to. But until next time.